This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? We're presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area, emp180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville,
hello,
Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. Back to talk about this Game 1 loss in the Stanley Cup Final to Vegas. Final score 6-4. Game that went back and forth. There was that uncalled cross-check of John Carlson, which leads to the game tying goal. Then, of course, they give up the empty netter at the end. High-scoring affair. How do you feel after that Game 1 loss? I feel still optimistic, but I was kind of thinking about this. You know, we talked about one of the losses in the previous series that they kind of took it nonchalant and it seemed casual, that a lot of the discussion after the game from Coach Trotz was, well, it was a feeling out process. We're just kind of, you know, getting to know this team. We don't know them that well, even though we did our prep. You know, it's different than once you're out on the ice. Okay, so you get that for one game. But if it happens again and you're down 2-0, now all of a sudden the odds are really long in
the
Stanley Cup Final.
Well, they're already against you. I mean, 80% of teams that win game one in the Stanley Cup Final go on to win the
Cup. And it's happened six, straight years.
So we need the Caps to be that 20% at this point.
Exactly.
To rally and come back and win the Cup. But I think you tidy up the defense. You know, hopefully doesn't have as many tasty rebounds as he had in game one. And I think you're right there. You're right there with this team.
You are, but it's not the exact same. But you know how it's game seven, I thought for large stretches, the Caps were on the wrong side of it, but they were countering and they capitalized on opportunities. Not to that same extent in this game. I felt like the Golden Knights were better.
Really?
I thought they were just a little bit better. So my optimism is muted.
I felt like they were a counterpuncher in boxing. That was really fast.
The Caps were, or they were?
I felt that they were. I didn't feel like they dominated the play throughout, but I felt that they just made plays so quick when they had those opportunities
they
took advantage of them.
They did. I don't know. Maybe you think it was like a 50-50 thing, and we were just on the wrong
side.
But I
feel like the game could be completely different in game two.
Well, I don't think they're going to be shootouts every game.
Yeah,
you can't overreact to one loss.
Absolutely can't.
But you can overreact to two losses.
Yes. Phone number is 800-636-1067.
Each of the first couple rounds.
Well, yeah, but that's Columbus, and this is Vegas Golden Knights. This is they're playing better teams each time. And by the way, they've played 20 games now in the postseason.
I still can't get it out of my head that they're just a bunch of
they played 20 games.
These guys are a bunch of castoffs.
A bunch of bums.
It's incredible.
The leading scorer had 9 goals last year.
It's unbelievable.
9.
Isn't that unbelievable?
He was a fourth liner with 9 goals.
I mean, they should have no chemistry.
They are 3 wins away from winning a championship.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Their leading scorer basically was Jay Beagle, who turned into Ovi.
Mm-hmm. That will tilt me beyond belief, by the way. If it plays out that the Golden Knights win the Cup.
Why? Because it's McPhee?
No. I don't care about the McPhee angle. The fact that a team that's been established for all 5 minutes comes in and just wins a cup. Meanwhile, the Caps have been around since 1974 and have never.
I know they changed the rules for the expansion draft and you couldn't protect as many players, whatever. But still, it'll be one of the greatest stories in the history of sports.
Yeah, bunch of calf stuff.
All right, we want to hear from you. We'll open up the Hadid Carpet Clean Listener line.
Hopefully, it doesn't happen.
Sorry, I hope it does not happen.
Yeah, correct.
800-636-1067 is the number. Here's what Coach Trotz said after the game about kind of adjusting.
We looked at them systematically. I didn't feel like there's anything that we didn't know. Or anything our players didn't know. You just sometimes you can show them all the film. You can sort of give them all the details, but they have to play. You have to be out on the ice, and you have to feel how much time and space and how you have and what you can get away with and what you can't and what works and what doesn't. So as the series goes along, there's going to be adjustments, and we'll adjust, and I'm sure they will, and and we'll go from there.
Now, getting back to Vegas for a second, don't get me wrong. I'm not a monster. I don't want them to have to wait 40-plus years like the Caps have waited. How about 5 years to win the Cup? How about seven or ten years?
I don't care if they ever win one.
Yeah. If I had my druthers, they would never win a Stanley Cup, right, starting with this year. But, you know, wait 5 years. Like, just be normal. Be like a normal NHL.
Yeah, build your
team.
Franchise.
Right. Mm. I mean, even
acquire a couple stars over the years.
Even the higher ups, even guys like McPhee and the owner said, we just want to be competitive in year one. We want to win the Stanley Cup or compete for it by year like five or six. I mean, hello, you're way ahead of schedule. Mm. You can have it in year five or six. The Caps get it this year.
The good news is they didn't play their A game, and they're right there with, 30 seconds left, and Eller has that opportunity.
Yep.
To tie it up and go into overtime, you know, potentially could have had five goals on Fleury. So it doesn't look like, you know, he's some brick wall that's unsolvable. That's something that
and
I will be encouraged by.
This is easier said than done, but just look at the heat map for the Golden Knights goals.
I look
game.
At those things, they're, Cakes. They confuse me.
Well, this one didn't confuse me. Four of their five goals were within about 5 feet mm-hmm. of the crease, if not right in the crease. So that is something that definitely has to change going forward.
But just as the Caps could have scored more, they could have.
Yeah.
They hit the post. They had a bunch of chances.
Definitely.
I mean, the Caps also rung the
defense
post.
Defense needs to tighten up.
Carlson ripped one off of Fleury that just nicked the post. If it's an inch lower, it goes in. Those opportunities are everywhere in the game.
Golden Knights are high octane.
Yes.
They are.
And I thought Ovi, while he had some great passes, which he always does, I didn't think he looked as explosive.
He didn't,
you know, for whatever reason. And maybe it was because Schmidt and those guys were just whatever. They were in his way.
They bottled him up.
Yeah, and they bottled him up. They did whatever it took.
But, even on the power play.
And he's had an unbelievable postseason run, right? And he deserves the Cup. He deserves it. He's suddenly looking really old with all these grays and everything and all these interviews.
He doesn't gel his hair as his thing. He just kind of lets it out there.
His teeth are awful.
Don't waste money on gel. Very tough to get
in
Russia.
I mean, the guy one of the greatest of all time. He still looks kind of doughy. You know, he doesn't look like, he's not like ripped. He's got old gray hair, hurting teeth.
You want me to smash you with the boards?
Yeah,
you
strong.
Feel doughy.
He's strong, dude.
You know what I mean? Of course he is.
Gray hair and everything.
But there's also times where he picks and chooses when he goes all out. Like he doesn't skate all out for the 90 seconds.
But I still see him trying that dumb toe drag. It never seems to work. I don't know.
Did he get a point last night? I don't even
know. He had an assist.
Oh,
he had an assist. And I thought he had some great passes, which he always does.
Oh, she had a couple great dimes.
Well, I think his assist was on his shot, and then they put in the rebound, right?
They give you assists for that.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Because when Wilson got credited for that goal, which was Fleury's goal.
Right.
It was Fleury's goal.
Right. They gave
But Wilson Ovi, was right there, so they gave an assist to Ovi. Yeah.
Let's go to...
Probably shouldn't have gotten an assist there.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark Hagerstown. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're on the job.
Guys, how you doing today?
Hey. What's up?
Hey, listen, two things. Number one, what are the chances of when Doc Emmerich's in town this coming weekend... that with your NBC connections, get him on for an interview? Because we all agree, I think he is, you know, the posted a nice article yesterday. Any
really
chance
like
you guys
him.
Get him on?
Well, I think there's a great chance we're going to get Jeremy Roenick in studio.
That would be Friday, I would assume.
Okay.
I don't know about Emmerich, but I'm pretty sure I saw a text exchange where Roenick said, I'm definitely going in studio with those guys.
Any chance we get NBC coverage, because what Roenick does right when he gets into a city, yesterday they showed him doing the wacky...
We jumped off the thing.
The stratosphere.
Yeah, whatever the heck you call it.
I would never do that.
Repelling?
No.
Is that called repelling?
Oh, that wasn't repelling. That was jumping off.
It's like simulated skydiving.
Yeah. So maybe he'll have the cameras follow him into our studio.
Possibly.
I don't know. That's
grasping.
Not as exciting as repelling.
No. If they do, they're not going to focus on us.
Yeah. Maybe he'll jump off the Washington Monument. I don't know. How does he top what he did in Vegas?
They'll get footage of him in the ball cannon.
Oh, yeah. We could fire balls at him.
I would love to get Emmerich on, though, too. It'd be great.
I like him.
I like Emmerich a lot.
Yeah. And you weren't here last week. I was kind of jocking him. He's just unbelievable. He's so quick with the names and the numbers.
Oh, he knows everything. He knows how to describe the action.
He's almost as good as Joe Beninati.
Nearly. Joe B's great, but.
Someday he might get there.
They're just different.
Let's go to Steve Glen Burnie. Steve, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up? Great. What's up?
It just seems like, the Las Vegas is not even that cold and their expansion team, and they can just go. They are so fast. I just hope the Caps can pull it out. You know,
well, they say that every series. Oh, they're so much faster.
We're slower than
every
team.
Why do they say that, by the way? Is it just because of Warwick?
I know.
So. Like, why are we always the slowest team? Can we add one or two pieces?
A lot of it sometimes has to do with age, too. Yeah. Because the only guys that are fast on the Caps, apparently, are the young guys.
Yeah, Tom Wilson looked pretty fast. We laid out Marchessault. Looked pretty quick.
Well, Marchessault wasn't moving.
Yeah, he was admiring his pass.
It's called a sitting duck.
He was reveling in his pass, and then he just got lit up.
I said this earlier. I'm in the minority in the studio. I think he gets suspended for that.
I don't think so. If you watch it in real time.
I watched it in real time, and I've watched it in real time several times.
It's like
he starts eyeballing him from about 30, 40 feet away.
That's what they do.
I get it.
There's nothing wrong with hitting
the guy. Makes a pass, and he keeps
going. He's not getting suspended.
He hit him in under a second, apparently. The rule is 0.8. He got him to
there
a
was
no point
contact.
Yeah,
like verify that.
That's well, what somebody said. I'm going with it.
Right, some John from
Gainesville. Well, I looked at it. It's pretty quick. You see it slowed down. It looks like, you know, he's 20 minutes late. But you watch it in real time. It was like within a second.
He just has to be a little smarter than that.
Not if he doesn't get suspended.
Well, I mean, what if he does?
The miracle was that they called a penalty on the other donk, too.
Right.
I was like, what's going four and on? Four. Why is this 4-4?
Well, right. Because he got the cross check on Ovi. We just missed it.
Within that same realm.
After the whistle, I think.
I completely missed it.
Yeah.
All right.
He cross-checked him to the ice.
Yeah. We will be talking, obviously, more about this throughout the show. But next, it's Alan May, NBC Sports Washington hockey analyst. I believe he remains optimistic about the Caps' chances in the Stanley Cup Final. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're trying to track down Alan May from NBC Sports Washington.
Now, he is in Vegas.
I know. Just thinking, 8:20?
I mean, he was up late. I can understand if he either misses the call or he has to reschedule. I totally get it.
Right, right.
I mean, either sleeping in, maybe went out and enjoyed the evening after the game. Who knows what happened?
He probably had a couple after the game.
May have.
Matt Valdez, I'm laughing because during the commercial break, I went to the production studio. And Valdez said that Cakes was getting joned on a lot. I don't know.
Where?
I don't know.
Social media.
Where he saw
where the joning's rampant.
Yeah. About what?
He wore some shorts.
His shorts.
I'm wearing the same shorts.
The ones he wore last night?
Stand up, Cakes.
Because they're definitely wrinkled.
Are you going to pull them down?
No, butt wrinkly.
If you look at the
picture. They're joning on the wrinkles?
I can't even tell.
The wrinkles and the length.
It's the length.
What's wrong with the length?
The particular shot, if you look at it.
What's wrong? Okay, I got Cakes' back.
Well, I see his hurting knees.
Yeah, come on.
They're too short or they're too long? Which
too short.
Too short? They're XLs. What more can I do?
Let me see here. By the way, I just Googled John Allville on Facebook. There are other John Allvilles.
There are? Yeah. Not as silly as this John Allville.
Who knew? Who knew?
Where did you see the picture?
All right, there's a picture on Facebook. All right, they're like a smidge high.
Well, Cakes tweeted it.
The only reason it looks a little high is because the jersey's so big, I think.
It's just an XL jersey.
Are you not allowed to show knees anymore?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen Cakes' knees.
They're running shorts, but they're not like your hugger running shorts.
They're weird looking shorts.
Is it the picture with his daughter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They actually don't look as bad.
Like, are they supposed to be khakis?
I wasn't even
definitely wrinkly.
I wasn't
butt wrinkly.
A little wrinkly. Who cares? He's a guy.
I wasn't concerned about the length of the shorts.
Guys are brutal.
I saw the picture initially, I said, shorts are definitely wrinkled. Gonna get joned on.
Did you? You knew that.
As soon as I saw the pic, I said.
Did you know that they were gonna say you had too much knee showing?
That part of it, I had no clue about.
I think they're right on the line.
I think the length of them is fine.
Cakes loves the attention too. He just loves it.
So I just retweeted on Junk's Radio.
Cakes, because you did it to yourself. You posted the photo.
It's true.
You did it to yourself.
He was just supporting his daughter.
Oh, if he was by himself, he would have posted it too. He just likes the attention.
Oh, because I take so many pictures of myself by myself.
You love social media more than anybody.
Many selfies.
You're unbelievable.
You
put yourself out there.
He put a picture of he and his daughter, and they were going to enjoy the game together.
Didn't have to.
Yeah, he was showing his team spirit.
It's one of the few ways I can actually be social, because I'm not that social outside of social media.
I get it.
I'm kind of antisocial, actually.
Right.
You kind of are. Hey, but you came to my daughter's graduation party.
I did. It was a nice soiree.
There is a picture, though, of you. My wife pointed out where you're in the background.
Okay.
I think it's because the beard is so thick.
Yes.
Where you look, and I just showed it to Eric, because after Valdez pointed that out, it reminded me of what my wife said about this one picture. It's just kind of a shot of like five people gathering, talking, but you're kind of in the background looking.
Okay.
And you look a little serial killer-ish.
Well, what are you going to do? I have some growth on my face. A lot of the guys at the party just don't have beards.
Will that come
off
after the playoffs?
I mean, I'll bring it down a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never going to go beardless, totally beardless. Because
when's the last time you were totally beardless?
His wedding?
No, it's probably been
within
the past.
No, I think he shaves periodically, but it lasts like a day.
But like the last 7 years or so, I've been just beard all the time.
Yeah,
but you shave it clean, and then it just grows in the next day? That's what you do typically, right? Or no?
I mean, back in the day when I did that, sure. But
you don't do that? You haven't done that in the last 5 years?
No.
You just trim it.
Trim it.
But trimming is a pain in the ass.
Jonathan trims it.
You get somebody to do it for you.
Sure. I enlist a professional to do it.
But right. I think, look, he grew up, your father had a beard his whole life.
Correct.
I remember him not having a beard.
Always.
Always had a beard. I think both of your brothers have beards.
Correct.
The Auville clan, they love beards.
It's an Auville family.
It looks good.
Trait slash
good on
now, tradition.
Beard, I think Ross had the thickest, right?
He had the thickest, most grisly.
Yeah.
Say right now, I didn't know that Eric, who's stepping
got a
in
big time beard.
His beard is coming in nice.
Right.
That's a huge. Big one.
Is that a playoff beard?
For
Eric, is that a playoff beard? Did you start that from scratch?
He's got a Jesus beard.
No, I didn't start it from scratch. I always have a nice trim beard, but I've been letting it go.
Right.
And I let it go for the playoffs, and now it's getting obnoxiously large.
Yeah.
Right.
And
unlike
Cakes, I don't trim my playoff
beard. You don't trim anything underneath?
Well, I shave the underneath
yeah,
the
that's
neck
fair.
Between series, but now that's
beard. Trust
now
me,
that's,
I felt guilty when I told Jonathan to just rein it in a little bit.
What about Adam? Adam is growing his beard out too. He doesn't, you know, I didn't even think he could grow.
Yeah,
such
he's got a full Amish beard going
it's
on
a
over
weird
there.
One.
It's embarrassing how
theirs
red
is
it
like
is.
Growing more underneath and not like much under your lip.
And it's like mad curly. I hate it.
It's called
so
the that's the Andrew Luck that he's.
Are
rocking
you doing
over
that?
There.
Is that a playoff bit too?
It's been a playoff bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It started with the Wizards, but now it's moved to the Cavs.
The Wizards.
Nobody
playoff beard. Shortest beard ever.
A playoff beard for the Wizards.
Nobody does that.
Nobody grows NBA playoff beards.
They stink. How was your weekend, by the way? Same as every other one? Terrible?
No, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been texting a stripper recently.
Oh,
that's my newest. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, did Fred Davis put you on her?
No, I went to Cloakroom. They opened up. The owner put me on, and I like started talking to this one girl. And
what do you mean put you on?
Like they put us in the VIP section. All the strippers came over and were sitting on, basically on our laps.
Right? Did you pay for a lap dance?
That's what strippers do.
Did you pay
like,
for a lap dance?
She doesn't really like you.
She never says she doesn't like you. Stupid.
I think she likes me a lot.
Did you tell her you have a radio show and all that?
I didn't have to. All the guys I was with were, you know, all in her ear
more
about
that. More importantly, did you tell her you have no money to give her? Because that is going to make her leave quickly.
I wonder what it felt like grinding against felt.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent about $20. I got ones and then threw them and
but
watched her dance on another girl.
But you didn't do any lap dances.
You just threw them?
Yeah,
you're
I was throwing
cheesy.
One.
You did the worst make it rain ever?
Yeah.
The only people that throw the money is when you have so much to go around that it doesn't matter.
What are the actual texts?
Well, we're gonna go out to dinner one day this week. That's the plan.
Really?
Yeah.
Taking a stripper to dinner.
she's probably awful.
Is she atrocious looking?
No, she's actually the hottest girl in the world.
Here, show me a pic.
There's no
show
way
me a pic.
The hottest girl in the world is gonna go out with you.
She's got to have something on social media. You know, he
always finds. Yeah,
he was dating this one girl. Remember, he went to that. He had that date with that chick, and then he was with her all night. And they went on a walk. And they had the wine and everything. And then she said, "Nice doing business with you," and rolled out. Did you know that girl ended up doing porn?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. She basically a porno chick, and she couldn't score.
And she still won't let me get it.
Yeah. Porno chick.
How did you find that out?
Because all of a sudden she started posting all these like naked photos. And she says, check out my brand new adult film. He was dating a porno chick and got rejected.
Well, he's about to get rejected by a stripper, too,
right.
From the sound of it. Unbelievable.
I'd be shocked. First of all, I'd be shocked if she's good looking. Number
the,
two,
the stripper.
Yeah. Number two, I'd be shocked if she went.
And
out
it's
with
very
her.
Convenient that all of a sudden you just go to a picture.
Well,
this,
the only reason
yeah. beautiful
why,
girl in the world.
The only reason why she would go out with him is because she A, thought he had some sort of juice, you know, but she doesn't, and he had, B, had money, but she doesn't.
Yeah, can you put attention so dollars in her G string?
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as she realizes he has no power and he has no money, he's done.
Right. I mean, all the guys I was with convinced her that I was some
Should
radio
she
superstar.
She realized that already.
Right.
Why she would thinks she, I'm going to be able to give her shout outs and stuff and
right.
get her on TV.
Right. It's false pretenses.
What is her ethnicity?
She's a silly blonde whitey.
Really?
Yeah.
A whitey?
Caucasian.
Whitey. That's her ethnicity. She's yeah. silly blonde whitey.
She definitely checks Caucasian
so
on the boxes.
Well, you know, we haven't newspapered the glass in a long time.
It has been quite a while.
Get her to come in?
Yeah.
I could get her to come in, EB. I mean,
hey, why don't we have her do her routine and fire the ball cannon at her?
While she's doing it?
Yeah, while she's doing it.
I get
the problem is we have these dumb cameras in here now. I don't know how to get away from
it. Care to divulge her scripper name?
Avery.
Avery?
Yeah.
Sounds like a dude. Yeah.
No.
Does that like the dad from the Fresh Prince?
No, I got size. She had a silly belly, six-pack belly.
Really?
I get butt size.
You're going to get nowhere near that belly. You know that, right?
I mean, I think I have a chance with her. I mean, she was texting me all weekend.
My belly.
He says this every time. Here,
what was she texting you?
Just read the last.
Yeah, read the text.
I'll read the last text here.
It's always intriguing.
You believe a stripper's into him?
No,
no, I actually can't believe.
Get in my belly.
She thinks he's gonna make her famous or something.
Her name in my phone is Avery, the hottest stripper ever.
Right.
She told me to tell you guys that she's the most interesting stripper.
Right.
Oh, sure, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Shut up and dance.
Yeah.
She said, "How'd the big shout out go?"
I said, exactly.
I said, "You know, I didn't get the right timing, so I guess we'll have to hang out so I have a story to tell." She says, "Oh yeah, let's do it."
Right.
And I said, "What are you doing tonight?" And she said, "I'm bloody working again."
Right.
That's gross. She talks like Australian because she lived in Australia for a couple years.
She talks Australian.
Is that Australian?
I said, "Are you going to any?"
There's no such thing as Australian.
Go ahead.
I said, "Are you going to any barbecues for Memorial Day weekend?" She said, "No, I'm just hanging out with my mom. What about you?"
My mom.
Please tell me you didn't do a terrible shrimp on the Barbie joke as a follow up.
No, I sent her emojis of hot dogs and buns.
Oh God!
And you think you said, you're gonna get there?
Text her. You're gonna show her your didgeridoo.
What?
We're giving her what she wanted though, because she's getting the shout out now, which is the only reason he's having conversations with her.
Yeah, well, if it gets him, you know, if it gets him there, it'd be worth it.
EB, I'll cut up this video and send it to her and say, "Hey, does this deserve a free lap dance or what?"
Hey, yeah. See if it works for you.
See what happens when a guest. Cancels on us.
This is
not
what
that
happens.
He cancels on us. We booked a guy
at 5:30.
Dumbest move
in
ever.
Vegas.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
I love Alan, but 5:20?
That's a big
Alan
ask.
Alan should have said, "Look, there's just no way I'm going to be
a
up."
Big ask. Right. Just is.
He'll probably text you back in like an hour and say, "Yeah, I'm good."
What time did we book John Walton for?
9:20.
That's 6:20.
Yeah.
I mean, do we think John's going to be
an
up
off
for
day
that?
Today? Yeah. He might.
Might maybe want to stop on the Vegas guests.
Maybe he's an early riser. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Plenty of cap discussion. We'll have John Walton on later. What do you want to do now? You want to get into the EP? Size to talk.
We can do
no?
that. Didn't Solo tank?
Did it?
Well, I think it made $100 million, but it was well below expectations.
Oh, for good.
I don't know. I saw a headline this morning.
That pleases me.
I saw a headline this morning that Disney might have to rethink all these Star Wars films that they keep cranking out.
Oh, really? That'd be great. Maybe they could make some more Pelican briefs. That's what I'm looking for.
As your eternal pivot
you
is back
looking
to
for Pelican,
Pelican Brief and the firm.
Yeah, 20 no years later.
Whatever happened to that guy, man? 20. John Grisham, whatever happened to him?
I mean, the firm might be coming up on its 30-year anniversary.
I'm guessing he's still cranking out books.
Did he get caught up in that like sexual harassment stuff too? I think he might have. I think John Grisham might have got caught up in that too.
Well, everyone did.
Yeah. All right, well, we come back. We'll jump into the EP. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Been talking Caps all morning. They dropped game one of the Stanley Cup final 6-4 to the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll get back into it in the 9 o'clock hour. John Walton's going to join us at 9:20. He's the voice of the Caps, which you can listen to right here on 106.7 The Fan. But we will switch gears right now and find out what's happening in the world of entertainment, what went down this past weekend.
All right, boys. You mentioned it, JP, in the previous segment. Solo, A Star Wars Story, was number one at the box office, but over the three-day weekend just did $84 million. They were hoping it would get to over 100, but it was probably going to take that Monday, that extra day to get there. They're saying, was it released too soon, 5 months after the last Star Wars movie? And was it simply the competition from Deadpool 2 and Avengers Infinity War that brought it down?
I think it's probably a combination of all of those factors.
Right. So it did $84 million. I'm not sure what the budget was for it. Did a per-screen average of about $19,000, which is really good. But Deadpool 2 did another $43 million. So far in 2 weeks, that's made $208 million. And Avengers Infinity War, still taking care of business cakes, that did $17 million, $622 million domestically.
That's crazy.
In just 5 weeks.
So that's going to make like $700 plus domestic and probably like $1.5 overseas, maybe $1 billion overseas. It's a $2 billion movie.
It's got to be. Let me see.
The budget for Solo, by the way, is $250 million.
The Infinity War international total, what was the budget?
The budget for Solo, was $250 mil.
All right, so they'll make that.
Yeah.
They'll make that easy. Internationally, Infinity War right now stands at almost $1.3 billion.
Oh, so it's hard.
It's already over a billion internationally.
It's crazy.
1.3.
So it's already tickling $2 billion worldwide. With the 600 plus here, and you said it's 1.3.
Okay,
overseas.
I don't even understand this. So explain this to me. It says internationally, Infinity War added $32 million for an international total. Okay, so the international total is 1.28 plus the $600 million made here. So it's at 1.9 total.
Right.
1.9 total. Unbelievable.
That's why they keep cranking out those movies and give you those stupid trailers after the credits.
Yep.
For the next one. Although the next one, Cakes may watch it. I'm out. Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
I'm sure I'll probably see it.
You'll see it. Cakes
I'm sure I'll see it. I've seen them all. Why would I stop now?
That's what it's called, Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
Correct. Your buddy Paul Rudd is Ant-Man.
So that is my buddy.
He's your guy.
Met him in Atlantis about 10 years ago. Hanging out with him in the pool.
You did cannonballs with him.
Not quite. Nice guy, though.
Yeah. We talked about this last week, Morgan Freeman. He's been caught up in the in this movement here of multiple allegations of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior. I think like maybe 8 women or something came out against him in the last week or so. He's 80 now, but he released a statement, of course, denying everything, saying, "I did not assault women." He says all victims of assault and harassment deserve to be heard, and we need to listen to them, but it's not right to equate horrific incidents of sexual assault with misplaced compliments or humor.
Haven't people seen his movies?
He was hollering, basically.
Haven't people seen his movies?
Isn't he telling chicks like she looks ripe?
Didn't people
he said that to a CNN interviewer.
Okay, but is that sexual assault? I mean, it's inappropriate. It's rude.
I understand his point. She was pregnant, and he was basically saying, it looks like you're getting ready to pop.
It might not have been a great comment. It might not have been a good look. But if I were him, I would just point to the fact that in Kiss the Girls, I freed all the girls who are being held by a serial killer. I just point to that and say, how could I possibly do this? Look at my film resume. Look at my filmography. Thank you very much.
What a dummy. Good movie, though.
Great movie.
Yeah, good movie.
Better than good.
I wouldn't call it great.
Nope. It belongs in the Hall of Very Good. Not great. You're right. Great
you
is like Goodfellas, Braveheart, Gladiator, Wizard of Oz. I know it's very controversial. Hall of Very Good.
So here is more of his statement. He says, I admit that I'm someone who feels a need to try to make women and men feel appreciated and at ease around me. As part of that, I would often try to joke and compliment women in what I thought was a lighthearted and humorous way. Clearly, I was not always coming across that way I intended, but I also want to be clear, Freeman said. I did not create unsafe work environments. I did not assault women. I did not offer employment or advancement in exchange for sex. Any suggestion that I did so is completely false.
Oh, good for him.
So, yeah, it seems like a reasonable statement. I don't know if it's true.
Right.
But it seems reasonable enough. Who knows? There's a weird, like, this is just stupid how, like, sort of fake stories become stories and then might even become reality. I don't know. Nicki Minaj and Eminem are now linked. And apparently it all started from a social media post where somebody asked her if she was dating Eminem and she said yes. And then he referred to it at a concert. And then she was like, LOL, we need to get together and make a song together. I need to be on your album. You need to be on mine. And now this might be actually be snowballing into something.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Is Nicki Minaj even still relevant? Isn't it
not
all,
in my world.
Isn't it all like Cardi B now?
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj, hotter.
She's an attractive girl, no doubt. Yeah.
I do think she's got a big old butt.
I can't get past
Maybe
all of
looking
the old,
at that big butt of yours.
That old, those old media takeout stories, though, where they would show her, like, you know, the headline would be her butt's leaking. You know,
because she got like shady her, injections.
Yeah, her implant popped.
Yeah, implant popped at a concert.
Somehow,
like one ass cheek is flat.
Yeah, I missed those somehow.
When I see those, it's just hard. You know, I don't know.
Do you think she's attractive?
She's pretty in the face.
Yeah,
She's definitely pretty in the face, Jason. If you saw her.
I've seen her. You think
okay.
I haven't seen her?
Well,
I'm, yeah, I'm just not attracted to her.
Yeah.
Don't like her.
I don't. I
like her better than some of the storks you like.
That's fine. I like storks.
It's opinion.
I like storks. You like fat asses. Okay.
No, I don't love her ass. I really don't. I think her face is pretty, though. I think it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
That's just how white folks will do you.
Hugh Grant, apparently, Cakes, just got married again. How many times has that donk been married?
No idea. How 57? Would I know how many times Hugh Grant's been married?
Well, you know he was married to the hottest 50-year-old in the history of the world.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Right.
And he crept on her with that transvestite, right?
Oh, did he?
What was the name?
No, I don't think she... Divine Brown.
Divine Brown.
Okay. I don't think she was a transvestite.
No, she wasn't?
She was, maybe just, she was a hooker.
Just a full-on hooker.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she kind of had... She looked like, maybe.
Right.
Maybe, yeah.
Cakes, JP might be on to something.
I need to look this up.
Look it up. I mean.
Now, hold on. I'm getting all my trans stuff confused. A transvestite is just somebody who dresses as a woman.
Correct.
But has all the parts.
Correct.
That's correct.
Right.
Well, Divine Brown has.
I think Divine Brown was a legit woman, but she might have been a transsexual. She might have been.
I don't remember that story.
I don't know.
By the way, they have Caitlyn Jenner now.
Oh, I know it's her name.
Caitlyn's got
a
new girlfriend,
a freak.
Right? Caitlyn's got a new girlfriend, like this 20. Is she also a transsexual? I think maybe, but whatever. And Caitlyn's, walking around. How tall is Bruce Jenner?
6'2".
6'2". I mean, it's this ginormous woman wearing heels, and she's driving around in her purple Ferrari. And it's just, I'm telling you, it's still the most stunning story of my lifetime. And this happens, like, apparently happens all the time. You know, in a certain percentage.
She's the queen of attention dollars.
I mean, this guy, it's the most stunning story of my lifetime.
I don't even know what to call him or her.
You got to call her her. You got to call.
She identifies as female.
She's a woman. Just call her a woman, whatever.
How many surgeries has she had?
I have no idea.
It's elusive. A lot of people want to know if they went, the full commitment. And I think she did.
Well,
I saw a picture of her in white pants, and I was looking for something,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything?
No.
Were her pants wrinkled like cakes?
Yeah.
If she ever gets
much
felted,
better pressed.
The ace up her sleeve is the pay-per-view reveal. That's what I know. The Valdez would fork over 50
bucks. Oh, man. I'd have to find a legal stream of that. So hard.
If you ever was low on cash, right?
I'll have a watch party. Hey, I'll serve pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, you'll rent out a Capital One Arena.
Just to
entrepreneur.
Clear it up, according to Wikipedia, Divine Brown, not a transvestite. She made about $1.6 million, though, from the publicity and fallout.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's silly.
I guarantee you she doesn't have one dime of it left.
It looks like she bought a home.
The zip line saying you're thinking of Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Well, Eddie Murphy definitely was involved with the transvestite, but I think JP was. I thought, listen, I was with you with Hugh Grant. Maybe it was just a prostitute.
Wasn't Eddie's line? Oh, I was just trying to give her a ride home. I was just being a good Samaritan. She was a woman in need, and I just gave her a ride home. She just happened to be like a transvestite hooker.
Right.
That just happened to be a coincidence.
So they're joning on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle
because
they're saying that they are honeymooning in the world's most boring place. They could go anywhere in the world,
only?
Right? Not only.
They're an only MD. Why are you joking?
Not in Kinks' house.
So much happening over there.
If the royal couple wants to come hang out. I can show them all the hot spots. Right. I'll take them to Grill Marks. So right.
Green Turtle.
Steak. I'll take them to the Turtle.
Right.
Oh, man, we can have a bang-up time.
Isn't there a dinner theater? Take them to the golf park?
No. How dare you? There's no dinner theater. Dinner theater is like one step above a circus.
Okay, is it?
It's the only theater.
Okay, sorry.
There's like real plays that go on there. Dinner theater. Get out of here.
That's Nubs plays.
100%.
Fine.
Instead of Hamilton, it's Leonard Hamilton.
Could be.
Harry could shoot threes.
But you live in Gaithersburg. I don't see any silly playhouses in the G-Burg.
They probably don't have one, do they?
Thank you.
Sure.
But you care to guess
where they're... bastion of culture over
most
here.
Boring
where they're
place.
Planning their honeymoon? They're saying the world's most boring place.
I would have no
Is
idea.
Is it like a cliche honeymoon place? Is that the deal?
It wouldn't be in my cliches. Alberta, Canada.
Oh.
They're saying they're going to stay at a mountain resort, a 6,000-square-foot cabin
That's
called
it?
The Royal Retreat.
I bet you it's silly,
it's ridiculous.
Though.
I bet you it is silly, but who wants to go just sit in the mountains?
That'd be not me.
Not me. Don't
I
you
need
wanna
a beach.
Go? Beach? I need a white trash beach.
I need a beach.
I mean, they're just going to lock themselves in the cabin and bang for a week.
That's all I could think of. They're just going to go.
Beach.
They can go anywhere in the world. They just want a little privacy. They just want to hit skins.
Right.
You know what? That's baby making. That's what they want to
Could
do.
Be,
she's
yeah.
up there. She's like she's 37, yeah. 38.
She's
she
ready to go.
Knock
she's
one
primed.
Out. Yeah. JP already
Morgan
had her.
Freeman would definitely call her ripe. 100%. We wouldn't, but he would.
Right, right. So, I don't know. That's it. Nothing else really that great. Apparently, Ben Simmons broke up with his girlfriend, they say, because she was doing, quote, Kardashian S. So I don't know what that is. I miss going
the
public
girl that he just hit up on direct message.
Tinashe? I don't know how you pronounce her name.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful girl.
That's a good attempt.
But apparently just way too much. She's an R&B chick. Way too much social media.
Here's
posting.
How you pronounce her name. Dime a dozen for Ben Simmons.
Right.
That's
well,
how you pronounce
girl,
it.
Though. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons is, I mean, any city
anybody,
he lands in,
anybody
he can pull the
Philly.
Hottest chick in every city.
And according to AWOD, what
sure
language
does.
Yeah. does Ben Simmons speak?
He speaks Australian.
Yes. Did you text the girl?
You realize that people in Australia
you text
speak,
this morning?
You know they speak English, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's Aussie speak, right?
Yeah, they
Down
speak,
under.
They speak with an accent.
They've got a dialect.
You texted her and said, I just talked about you?
Yeah, I gave you a shout out on television.
And what'd she say?
Why can't you say
Who says television?
And then what did she
First
say?
First of all, I say TV.
Right.
No TB.
Yeah. No response?
No text back.
Yeah, yeah. No,
no TB.
Yeah, no text back.
That's
story
what you're saying
life.
Now?
Yeah.
No
Who
TB.
Who says TB?
Kids.
The millennial losers.
Can't say text back.
No text back.
All right, coming up next, we've talked about it all morning, but we want your take. What do you make of Tom Wilson's hit? Is he going to be suspended?
Here's what I make of it.
We have comments
That's
from
what I
both
make.
Sides of...
Clap it out.
We've got comments from Tom Wilson. We've got comments from the Golden Knights perspective. We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.